correct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, an ominous development for democracy in Greenville, South Carolina. What am I talking about? I'm going to unpack this for you. Pardon me. Remember that it was Stalin who said, the murder of 20 million people said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And I've also said many times that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Like the great Carl Sundberg's poem, the fog creeps in on little cat's feet. Well, here's how fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Ultimately, it's going to come down to the six states that determine the election in the Electoral College in 2020. I mean, Biden won by 7 million votes. That wasn't close, but even in these electoral votes, it came down to Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, and Arizona. Well, there's a little precursor, a little flash for the future in Greenville, South Carolina that just happened. They had an election for a thing called the county council. Greenville, South Carolina is also a county, Greenville County, South Carolina. Never had the pleasure of being there. I've been to Charleston, South Carolina. I was sent to a Navy school there for 3 weeks when I was in the Navy to learn how to do some gear. Been on vacation in Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Pawleys Island. It's a great state, beautiful state. It also is the one that fired on Fort Sumter, and it's very hardcore. And in this state, they had an election for county council. And there was a good old boy on the county council who had been around forever. Everybody knew him. He was one of them. And then they had an insurgent. Guy runs against him, saying, we got to shake things up a little bit. And there's a vote. It's a free vote, free election. And the insurgent beats the good old boy by 132 votes. Now, that isn't one vote or two votes or 10 votes. That's 132 votes. So they do a recount, they do the audit, and it's 132 votes. That means that free electors in Greenville, South Carolina wanted the insurgent and not the good old boy. The good old boy complains to the council at large, and he also complains to the Republican Party. And the Republican Party informs the council at large that there was a, quote, mistake, end quote, that they, quote, had, quote, evidence, end quote, of irregularities, and therefore keep the good old boy on there. That's our nominee. This is, by the way, is a partisan election, so there's a Democratic candidate who's not going to get Schneider in the ultimate vote. So they just said, we're going to substitute nominees. Well, they go, all right, what are the irregularities? Well, we don't think the clerks were trained well enough, the election clerks. Okay, how did that affect this? Well, I don't know, but they just didn't seem to be smart. And then there are things that bother us. What bothers you? I don't know, just a feeling. That happened, and that's happening right now. The insurgent is now appealing to the state Republican Party to overturn what the Greenville, South Carolina Republican Party did. And I don't know what they're going to do, but let me unpack this for you, because this has the utmost consequence in 2024 for the presidential election. Under the law, believe it or not, a political party has First Amendment rights and it can conduct itself any way it wants. It doesn't have to have a primary election. Wisconsin has primary elections for Democrats and Republicans. And the Supreme Court 100 years ago, ruled that in South Carolina, they excluded black people from voting in the Democratic primary. And the Supreme Court said, no, nomination as a Democrat back then is tantamount to election. You got to let them in. So people understand the importance of primaries. But in 1984, we had a fight in this state over keeping our open primary. The National Party, and believe it or not, Nancy Pelosi was the chairman of the National DNC, required that Wisconsin limit its primary to just Democrats. I was the state chairman. I stood up to that. I said, no, we have an open primary. And Nancy Pelosi and I spoke on several occasions. And I told her we're not going to do it. So they came in and they imposed caucuses in 1984. I then invited all Republicans to come into the caucuses to keep it open. Keep it open. The Milwaukee Sentinel, in those days, a separate paper, had a cartoon of what I said. And then they had Nixon come hunking in saying, my name is Smith, trying to sneak in. And it was very funny. But the point is, this isn't funny. Under the First Amendment, a party can just have its executive committee convene and pick the Democratic nominee for governor in Wisconsin. Yes, there'll be a primary, but it'll be a beauty contest. So there are two assaults on democracy going on right now. One assault is by the Republicans who want the legislature to pick the electors. The second assault is the inherent right under the First Amendment for a political party to pick whoever they want. Republican Party could just get together and say Trump's our nominee and there wouldn't be a primary. That would be legal. It's not going to happen because he's attacked Moscow Mitch and so many people that they don't want him. But get back to South Carolina. If the state GOP does not overturn that, you will have had a statement from the GOP, from the Republicans, that just a hunch, they didn't think the clerks were smart enough or trained enough without any causal connection to irregularity, is enough to overturn an election. They will use as their underlying argument the right that they could have just appointed a good old boy anyway as their nominee. And they could under the First Amendment. But primary elections are so pervasive in this country, so pervasive, and they're a legacy of the Fighting Bob La Follette era here in Wisconsin that spread nationally. Before Fighting Bob La Follette, there were no primaries, no primary elections. Fighting Bob said, let the voters decide who the nominees are. And out in Montana, right after that, you know what happened? There was a guy who said he was going to run for the Senate. He was a very good-looking guy. There were a lot of problems with him mentally, and he rode a white horse around Montana. That's all he did from town to town. Hi-oh, silver away. He got elected. People weren't used to primary elections. So keep an eye on South Carolina, not because the underlying First Amendment right of a party to pick its nominees, regardless of primary elections, is in question. It's not. That's established Supreme Court precedent. But most political parties aren't stupid enough to invoke that, because if parties start to go, I'm going to put in a nut or I'm going to put in an extremist, they're going to lose in the general election. So primary elections are here to stay. But the lesson from South Carolina is a bunch of yahoos in Greenville, South Carolina, have the good old boy lose by 132 votes to the insurgent in a free primary election voted on by the people, the electors of Greenville, South Carolina. And they go, the clerks weren't smart enough. They weren't trained enough. We have a hunch. We're just going to turn it over. So the South Carolina Republican Party has a big think on their hands. Technically, they could decide, they could overrule Greenville and say no under the election. Or they could say, well, they can pick whoever they want. Either way, if they say you can pick whoever they want, this is just the start of their doing it in a general election down there. When the Democrat wins and they go, we have a feeling, a hunch, these clerks were not smart. That's what's going on. Be very careful. Keep your eyes on Greenville, South Carolina. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.